Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Sebastian. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hey, hi. Nice to meet you, man.
How are you, Sebastian?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. Very happy to talk to you, man.
Well, I'm happy to talk to you, man. I got to tell you right now, where are you? You're in Buenos Aires, is that right?
Buenos Aires, Argentina, yes.
I love the accent. Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah, fantastic. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Sebastian.
Okay, I'm an artist, a painter, illustrator, and I live here since I was a little boy. I was born in Los Angeles, California, but my parents and all my family is from Argentina, so I came back to Argentina when I was a little boy. So now I live in Argentina. I'm an Argentinian.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you said you're a painter. Are those your paintings behind you?
Yeah. Here I'm in my studio. These are some of my paintings.
Oh, my God. You're really good. Those
incredible.
Are terrific.
Okay, thanks. Thanks.
He also did one of someone else we know here. I'll just put this up to the camera.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Did
you do that, Sebastian?
Oh, God.
Well, yes. I was studying some Irish history, and it came along that character. You know?
I have to say, you've got the proportions right. You've got the long legs. And you were a little generous with the torso, with the chest. And everything looks pretty much spot on.
He has dress shoes on.
And business socks.
Yeah. And dress socks.
Yes, that's how how my clan always dressed back in Ireland.
Wow.
Hundreds of years ago.
Yes.
Sebastian, you're very talented.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have you done artwork that's, you know, been used internationally?
Yeah. I work internationally since like 20 years. I work with so many medias, and I do paintings for famous celebrities and rock stars.
Can you tell us? Can you tell us which rock stars you've done paintings for?
Well, I've done for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Foo Fighters. Last week, I've done one for the Black Crowes.
Oh my God, I love all those groups. I really love the Black Crowes. I love those guys.
Yeah, they are amazing.
Yeah, wow, that's very impressive. Tell me, Sebastian, I'm curious, because if I were to ask you to paint me, what would your approach be?
I already did.
No, I know. No, I know you did. I know you did, and it's very good, but I guess what I'm asking you is, what have you noticed about me that stands out in a portrait, you know?
Well, your hair, it's notorious, and
it hasn't committed any crimes
that you know of.
Yeah, I love that my hair is notorious. So you think the hair is the first thing you have to nail in your artistic approach?
Yeah, I think that's one. But if you do a hair and in the face is not, when you do a portrait, the face is not looking like the character, you could do the hair good, but the face is not good, it's gonna be like really, really weird, you know?
Yes.
So you have a chin, like a tomato soup chin, you know?
Wait a minute. I have a tomato soup can chin?
You say that like we should know what you mean.
What do you mean I have a tomato soup can chin? And I'm not saying
you're
wrong.
The Campbell soup?
Go ahead. I just wanna know what you mean.
The Campbell soup. You know?
I don't care what type of soup it is. I want to know why my chin is like a can of tomato
because
soup.
Because you're like, I don't know the name in English, but you have the, like, your face is like very proportional, like it's done like with metal, you know?
Like I look like my face was bashed out of metal. I look like someone just took a hubcap from a car and just bashed it with a hammer.
Like that.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I look like. Like I was smashed out of metal. Yeah. Are you saying that I have... Yeah. Now, first of all, my face is very proportionate, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Have you noticed that I have sharp cheekbones?
Yes. You are. Yes. You are very handsome.
Oh, that's
thank
sweet.
You.
There
and
you
Sebastian,
go.
I thank you for that because I'm looking at you and I'm thinking you look like, you know, what is his name? Krista Waldau from...
Nicolo Coster-Waldau.
Yeah.
You look like Nikolai Coster-Waldau from Game of Thrones. You look like...
Jamie Lannister. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he were a bottle of ketchup.
The little guy? The little guy?
No.
Jamie Lannister.
The Kingslayer, the one that gets his hand chopped off. Sorry, spoiler alert.
I know that guy and hope I don't have the same luck because he lost the hand.
Yeah, no. I didn't mean you're so good looking you're going to get your hand chopped off. I just said you look like Nikolai Coster-Waldau and you should be very happy. You're a very good looking fellow.
Thank you.
And I'd like to just repeat that you thought that I'm a very good-looking fellow. Is that true?
Yes, you are. You are, man.
Yeah.
I've always tried to...
Go ahead.
...to imitate your hair, but I cannot do it. It's not for everyone.
For anyone.
...to have that hair.
So you meant to say my hair is not for everyone, but you said it's not for anyone.
Yeah.
It's notorious. It's a war criminal.
So, do you think maybe I should change my hair now, or is it too late?
No, never.
Okay, I'm not going to change my
hair. What would you change it to? You just, like, slick it back? Or?
I don't know. I can do whatever I want.
All right, I'm sorry.
I've got hundreds of dollars. Sebastian, this intrigues me. I'm interested. I've never tried painting, but do you think that maybe I could become a painter?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You have all the skills.
How do you know?
You should look like a German painter, you know, something like that from the Renaissance.
Okay, so you're saying that I have all the skills, and then I asked you, what do I have? And you say, well, you sort of look like a German painter, but you don't know that I have any painting skill.
No, you don't. I don't know.
I don't. I don't.
The look is 100%.
You have to look like a painting,
Sebastian,
to be a painter.
Sebastian, is this how you pick a surgeon when you need surgery? I want that
guy.
He just looks like a surgeon.
I look the guy that comforts me. I don't know if he's a cleaner or a computer technic or just do me a operation. Oh, my heart. You look good, man.
I love your attitude, Sebastian. I'm really sorry about your upcoming heart surgery. I don't think it's going to go well when you're plumber.
Well, I pick a monkey, you know?
So Sebastian, I don't want to get too personal, but you're a very good-looking guy and you're a very talented painter. If you were single, I'd think, man, this guy would be just killing it out there with the ladies, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I married 20 years ago. I have 3 teenagers. So it's not happening.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's... No, listen, don't say sorry. That's okay. I wasn't asking for myself. I know what it's like.
I have twins. I have twins like Sona.
Hey!
Oh, really? Hey.
They're teenagers?
Yeah, they are teenagers. Yeah.
That's cool.
You know...
The worst is coming, you know?
Oh, God.
No, it's good.
Oh, God.
It's good.
It gets worse.
It's all going to be good. No. When they're in prison, at least you know where they are.
Yeah. And probably they go together.
Yeah, they'll both be in the same cell. So you have one visiting day and you see them both.
Oh, good.
They have to share the telephone through the glass partition, but that's it. Sebastian, you and I are very similar. We're both artists.
Yes.
What?
You work in oil.
No.
No, hold on. Let me get through this.
Okay.
We're both artists, Sebastian. You work in oils. And paints, and I work in laughter and joy. We are both very good looking. We've both been married for 20 years, and we have kids. Yet women still fall at our feet. We just don't succumb to the temptation. Isn't that right, Sebastian?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We are like focused in our work, in our family.
Focused, yes. We're focused on our families. And we don't even notice that all these women desire us. So
No.
Yeah. You guys are insane.
Yeah. And here in Argentina, you have very nice women.
Really? Tell me more about that.
yeah, South America is like, it's even better than Brazil.
What's that?
It's even better than Brazil.
Even better than Brazil. Oh, wow. The women of Argentina are quite beautiful, you say. Maybe I could come by for a visit.
We would love to receive you and I will take you a tour. But no women, only our wives, you know?
Well, my wife can't make it. I mean, I haven't asked her.
Okay.
But she won't be available.
Okay,
so I might be on my own, but you could be my wingman. And my wife and I have an arrangement. Do you know what an arrangement is, Sebastian?
You have?
Yeah.
Ah.
When I leave the continent, when I leave continental United States and I drift south.
Oh God.
I have certain
Stop.
That's not true.
What's that?
That's not true.
Oh no, absolutely not.
No.
You know that I spend hours and hours listening to the podcast while I work.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice to know. Yeah. So does the podcast help you with your work in any way?
No.
It just kills time, huh?
Yeah, I kill time. It's distract me, you know?
Oh.
No,
okay.
No. Talking serious, you're a very good company. And I work a lot here in my studio alone. And always listening to the podcast. So,
you know, Sebastian, I have to say, that's kind of mind-blowing. I never get tired of hearing people from different parts of the world saying that we're in their ear being idiots while they're doing their good work. So that's amazing.
And also, I have a story of we get busted in school because of your fault when you work in The Simpsons.
Oh, why would you get busted?
Because we were singing the song of the, I don't know how to say it in English, the monorail.
Oh, you were singing, that's an episode I wrote. Yeah, monorail song.
All the classroom, and we didn't stop, and we earned a bad note because we sung all day the monorail thing into our heads.
That makes me so happy. That a song I wrote back in, I don't know, 1991 or 1992 in a little tiny office.
In high school.
Yeah, here in Los Angeles. It was being sung by a whole bunch of kids in Argentina. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That really blows my
mind. That's crazy.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I got you while in trouble. I was doing my job.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
some of my friends are in jail now because of that. But...
You know what? No better reason to go to jail, in my opinion. Sebastian, let's review. We're both very handsome.
No, we got this, I think.
Hold it. Yeah. We're just reviewing one more time. We're both very good-looking, handsome artists, and we both are very loyal to our wives, but who can say anything could happen at any moment? You think that I should come to Argentina because the women are very beautiful. Would I stand out?
I play guitar. I play guitar also.
Oh, cool.
Of course.
Oh, we could jam. Hey, would I stand out in Argentina? Would people know that I'm, or would I look, or do I look Argentinian?
No. But we have a lot of mixes, you know? In Argentina, they come from all over the world because of the World War II, you know?
Oh.
We have Italians, we have Germans.
So you have a lot of Nazis hanging out.
Yeah. Yes,
you would fit in now that I think about it.
A lot of really old men with little mustaches.
Yeah.
Who are saying, look at me.
Hola. Como está?
Como está? I see she schlauten, schlitten, outnuten.
No.
Sebastian, what would give me away in Argentina? Would it be my hair or my ridiculous, notorious hair or my tomato can jaw?
Sorry about that. No, you could look like an Argentinian. You just have to chill more, you know, when you walk and be a little more chill and not that tense, you know?
Yeah, you're saying I'm too herky-jerky. I'm too you know.
Yeah.
Here
in Argentina, we are more lazy, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just do this a lot. Yeah. And I'll kind of walk around.
Well, not that much like a zombie, you know, but you're not zombies.
Wait, so less zombie. Good. This is all stuff I could use.
Less Nazi, less zombie.
Uh-huh.
One more chill.
I think you could help me,
Sebastian.
Yeah,
we are weird. We are weird people, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think that maybe I would find my true self if I came to Argentina because I would relax, you know? And I think way deep down, there's an inner sensuality that's never been allowed to boil. And I think maybe that could happen in Buenos Aires.
You have to come, guys. It's very funny here. You will have a good time.
Okay. Well, and is it okay if I stayed with you?
Oh,
oh yeah.
Jesus.
Do you have room?
Yes.
This is awkward.
We are a lot here. You sleep with my twins.
No, they have to go.
Not my daughter.
No. I want all of them out. They all have to go stay someplace else when I'm there.
You take them to school. You take them to sports and
you have to do things.
I have to do stuff.
You have to do things.
Yeah.
Oh. You have to earn your keep.
All right, so I gotta take your kids to school and kind of look after the place, and I'll bunk with your twin boys. Okay, how old are they again?
They are 12.
Okay, all right, I can handle that.
And have a 15-year-old daughter.
Okay.
Name is Juana.
Juana. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to think about this, but you're a very impressive guy. Very impressive guy, Sebastian.
And okay, thank you.
And it was very nice meeting you, and this painting just is very impressive. I like it.
Okay, thanks, man. It's, I was wondering what to do, and I know you like history and, well...
And dress shoes.
You are very...
History and dress shoes, yes.
Yeah, we don't have that money for the costume, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Well, thank you very much, Sebastian. It was an honor to talk to you, and I'm glad that you've been listening to us, and please keep listening to us, and I hope that we cross paths someday.
Okay, yes, thank you. I'm with you since a lot of years, so you are a great inspiration for me, and thank you to everyone.
Hey. Oh, thank you very much, Sebastian. And you're an inspiration to me. You take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Lau, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.